Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As an environmental scientist, I am always discussing protecting and preserving habitats. Never will it be more important than today's discussion about the black-footed ferret. This highly endangered species has had 95%, think about that, 95% of its habitat destroyed. So think about this number. There are only between 200 to 300 black-footed ferrets left in North America. We actually thought he was extinct until 1981 when we discovered one in Wyoming. This led to a captive breed and release program. Remember that nature should always be in balance. And the way I describe it is this. Think about doing a jigsaw puzzle and you have all the pieces in front of you. It depends on you got 500 pieces, 1,000 pieces. Think about a puzzle with like millions of pieces and someone begins to take a piece of the puzzle out. Well, if they take a piece of the puzzle out, it could never be complete. Well, nature is in balance when we have all the pieces present. So a captive and release program is an important part of getting everything in balance and our jigsaw puzzle of life on Earth in balance as well. So you need to, you know, just make sure that we're taking a look at all these endangered species and some that are very highly endangered and doing the right things. And in this case, we are doing that. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. I know about finding a species that was thought to be extinct. When I was doing my grizzly bear research in the top of the Rockies, we found a rubber boa. This species was thought to be extinct in the U.S. We carefully did an examination and then released him in the exact location where we found him. We took the longitude and latitude, and we knew exactly where we found him, exactly where we released him, knew that he was healthy, and if there was one, there must be more. But think about this. I'm talking about me personally. I'm holding a species that was thought to be extinct. When I say what a thrill, this was a thrill. Hey, and I've shared with you many stories about, you know, me out in the wild and the Don't Look Now series with comical things that have happened to me with animals in the wild. And this one here is that serious, like, yeah, here it is. Whoa. And it was so cool. Well, the same way that rubber boa has a chance, I would like the black-footed ferret to have the same chance. So let's talk about the black-footed ferret. Let's discuss his characteristics. And I always say his, it could be his or her, and I understand that. The black-footed ferret has black feet. Imagine that. But he also has a black nose, a tail tip that's black, and a distinctive black band around the eyes. The remainder of his fur is tan. But when you look at that black, you look at the thumbnail photo I have up there of the three black-footed ferrets, and they are just so cool looking. Their weight, now I think this is really neat because if you've ever owned, and I'll get into some discussions about just owning the domesticated ferrets that we have, his weight is between 1.5 and 3.1 pounds. Their head and body measure 15 to 20 inches. The tail is 4 to 5 inches. They are about the same size as a mink. And in the wild, I have not seen a black-footed ferret yet because I'm always that optimist. But one of the places that I fly fish in and I get there by this waterfalls, and many times I'm just there on my own, and I saw a mink out there fishing. Sad to say, he was catching the trout that I was not catching, but I guess not sad for him. And I actually watched him on a rock sitting out in the middle of the river, just munching on a rainbow trout. And then he came up off the rocks and literally, he had no idea that I was sitting on the rocks or with my fly rod, probably with a tear in my eye because watching him catch a fish and I was not. And he actually walked about 3 feet below me, never, because again, just so you folks know, when you go out alone, you need to be safe. But when you go out alone and you're quiet, you could see so many things. He walked about 3 feet below where my feet were, because it was like a little rock ledge, and there was this little, I guess, mink trail, a little ledge that the mink could walk on. But he walked there, and I'm saying a black-footed ferret is about that size, and I've actually been able to catch this mink a few times, and then one of my kayaking trails, the mink family. Those of you that follow me on Twitter and all, you know I put up a photo a day of where we're filming or what we're doing with Joey B TV. That's JoeyBe.tv, but don't go there because you need to listen to the black-footed ferret. I'm always posting photos about what we're doing. Well, going back to his characteristics, the black-footed ferret has sharp claws, which helps him take down his main prey, the prairie dog. Their body type is perfect for climbing into burrows and hunting down the prairie dog. The next main problem is there's a plague attacking prairie dogs. It is a bacterial disease. So think about this. Talk about the black-footed ferret. Habitat gone. Main food source going. Well, that equals major trouble. Well, they're going to have to supplement their diet, and they do this with rabbits, rodents, squirrels, and birds. But they also, hey, like anything else, they've got predators out there. So the black-footed ferrets, predators, the golden eagle. You know what? So many times we speak about bald eagles, again, the symbol of our country, and I understand why, and I respect that. But the golden eagle, much larger, is a, and you always hear me use this word, is a spectacular creature, really out there. Great hunter. Other predators are owls, coyotes, rattlesnakes, which, again, I've done a show on rattlesnakes. I love them, and badgers. They are a nocturnal creature, meaning they hunt at night. And even though they are a solitary animal, you can hear their vocalizations. You can hear their chatter, their hisses, and the female making whimpering sounds to summon her kits. She has from 1 to 6 kits and raises them alone. And I'll get into that chatter in a little bit. The black-footed ferret is in the mustelid family. And the members include weasels, badgers, otters, martens, wolverines, and minks. It really is a really, okay, there's some, and I won't use the word spectacular, cool animals inside this family. They have a musk gland, which has a distinct aroma. Now, going back to that chatter, when I had my two ferrets, Scat and Kusaw, and by the way, we use the word scat all the time, and that's a scientist's way of saying le poo-poo, poo, you know, poop out in the wild. And I was driving down the shore near my parents, and I've seen this across the country. I guess the transport systems of many seniors, it's called the scat system. And when I read that, everyone else doesn't get it, but as scientists, you're going, why would you have a poop named bus taking senior citizens around? Don't know. It's just a little, I guess, a little scientific humor. I have no idea. So the way my animals, my ferrets got called Scat and Kusaw, I'm doing my wolf research, and we're out there, and obviously, see, here's the deal with scat, and you go, well, this sounds gross, but as a scientist, if I can look into the sky, and people are like, oh my goodness, well, if I know what an animal is eating, then I know where to go find the animal. And we're doing the wolf research, and I find some wolf scat, and one of the scientists who's working with me is from Japan, and I say, Tomo, how do you say scat in Japanese? And he just walked a little bit and thought, and he goes, Kusaw. And I said, what's Kusaw? He says, poops. He says, there's no word for scat. He says, oh, it's Kusaw. So my ferrets got the name Scat and Kusaw just from my wolf research, not because I needed to name them after poop. Well, I am letting you know that, yes, they have a distinct aroma, and you need to actually give them a bath once a week, dry them well, and I'll share a little bit about that. But you would, from time to time, because of the two of them, you could actually hear their chatter and they're talking together, and every now and then when one would get ticked off at the other, you'd hear a little hissing sound as well. The habitat of the black-footed ferrets, well, it's grasslands. And we now have a small population due to the breed and release program in these states, and there's some grasslands obviously in these states, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Arizona, Colorado, Utah, Kansas, and also in Chihuahua, Mexico, which I think is cool because we're, you know, and in many countries, we actually have captive and release breeding and release programs, and we have a reciprocal program with many other, some states have it with other states, and we have it with also with countries as well. But you say, well, you got this release program. Well, that's wonderful, but still remember, even right now with that release program, we only have between 200 to 300 left. The lifespan in the wild is 3 to 4 years. Remember that all plants and animals, we must protect and preserve their habitats so we can see many species rebound in the numbers that gave them their proper place and their proper piece of the puzzle. And we call that piece of the puzzle and the puzzle itself, we call it nature. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.